Hi, everyone, and welcome to FedScoop Radio for Wednesday, May 15th, 2013. I'm your host, David Stegan, and we have some good news for you employees at the Department of Defense. Well, the civilian ones anyway. Well, maybe I should put anyone subject to furloughs at the Department of Defense. Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel sent out a memo and also did a live broadcast to the Pentagon on Tuesday saying that the number of furlough days that Department of Defense civilian employees will be subjected to has dropped from 14 to 11. Now, 3 days might not sound like much, but you got to remember where we've been with this. When sequestration hit a few months ago, it was believed that civilian employees would face 22 furlough days. So now that we're down to 11, that's half. That's better. That's half as much pay that will not be, don't want to say taken, but let's say not able to be earned by Department of Defense employees. I think that's maybe the best way to put it. So great news for the Department of Defense that the cuts, the furloughs are not going to be as bad as originally thought. Hagel believed that there was about a $30 billion shortfall because of sequestration. The Department of Defense got some extra appropriations come budget time just to kind of help them along, help soften the blow of sequestration, which is going to help with these furloughs a little bit. So it doesn't look like things are going to be that bad for the Department of Defense. Employees will take the days from July 8th until the end of the fiscal year, taking one day each week. If you're me, hey, maybe not too bad. You could get some three-day weekends out of it. You could get just a nice day off to enjoy maybe a Thursday afternoon getaway day at the Nats. I don't know. Obviously, it stinks to lose some money, but you know, maybe there is a little silver lining. And who knows? Maybe before July 8th, that's still a good 2 months away. We could see that number even drop again, depending on how things go. So, really great news from the Department of Defense. On the congressional side, had a big hearing yesterday on congressional data centers and the data center report. Our Catherine Sadasivan, I think I said that right, Catherine, did a report on a GAO report that was issued basically on federal data centers. If you want to read that report, that's up on FedScoop.com, along with some other interesting stuff. DISA released a white pages for all DOD employees, so there's kind of a new directory out there. If anybody is looking to find somebody within the Department of Defense, obviously you have to be within the Department of Defense to access that, but it's a good starting point, and I'm sure, I'm not going to say it's going to get leaked out, but people, I think contractors will have the ability to get to it too if you do work with the Department of Defense. Don't quote me on that. That's just what I interpreted from what was put out there. So I guess that'll cover for today. I want to thank everybody for listening. Be back with the Cyber Show tomorrow. I have some great audio that I want to share with you. Didn't do an interview. Well, I have an interview, but I had some other great audio that I wanted to share from last week. So we'll post that with the Cyber Show and some info on some interviews I've done recently with some great cyber folks. So I want to thank everybody for listening. For FedScoop Radio, this is David Stegan. See you tomorrow.